Where do we even begin with all of this craziness now with that? Now that season two's over, we're just kind of waiting for, you know, the Book of Boba Fett, the Bad Batch, all the other Star Wars stuff to come out. And basically at the end of all, both seasons, they left us with a lot of questions. So question number one that we came up with was, did the Krayt Dragon eat the Sarlacc pit?
Yes, we've got this question at the very end of the series.
Pretty much. Like, we have no idea what happened, how Boba Fett got out, what happened, none of that. So we're just kind of left to imagine what happened to the Sarlacc pit.
I imagine it will probably be revealed in the Book of Boba Fett, but my current running theory is the Krayt Dragon eats the Sarlacc pit, because I don't know the entology of it. Like, because, you know, it could be designed very strangely.
Yeah.
You don't really see it in its entirety.
No.
You never do.
No. You only see its mouth, and that's it.
Yeah. Like, so what I'm thinking is somehow the Krayt Dragon ate it without killing Boba Fett, then Boba Fett escaped via that.
Yeah. So I wonder, do they have faces, Sarlacc pits? Or, like,
they have that weird beak thing.
Is there just, like, is it just a mouth?
I assume so.
Yeah. I don't, there's really no need for them to see, or, like, they don't need eyes, I guess.
They really just did not explain it at all. They're just like, here's a, you know, a sand monster.
Here's this thing, go ahead.
Here's a sinkhole that'll eat you, and it's like, oh, cool.
You rot in it for your entire lifetime.
Yeah, it's a neat concept.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and other things is, well, I guess we don't have to just do theories and predictions. We can also talk about bloopers and funny things.
Yeah.
Jeans guy.
Oh, God.
I miss Jeans guy. They took him out. They realized.
Free Jeans guy.
It is a tragedy.
They realized that, like, eventually after they put it out, everybody's like, hey, there's a guy back there wearing jeans. And everybody started pointing it out.
That's
not
right.
And then Disney automatically just shut that down.
They canceled my man.
We don't make mistakes.
There is no such thing as a gray shirt in Star Wars. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
We don't have shirts.
There are no shirts. There are
no jeans. Or blue jeans.
I think there are blue jeans.
I don't know.
Has anybody ever... I don't think anybody's ever worn blue jeans in Star Wars.
I can't really say.
I think it was in the original trilogy. They did... I think... Didn't Han wear blue jeans? Just because it was...
They weren't blue jeans.
Like,
but they were like something along those lines.
Maybe like
something.
Cargo pants? I don't know.
I don't know. We'd have to really look at them again.
I think they're like more like cargo pants.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Jeans guy. Interesting stuff.
Next is about Cara Dune.
Oh.
Cara Dune got canceled, so...
Hard.
I don't even know how they're going to end. Like,
she tweeted some stuff, and...
we're basically going to come back to season three, and they're going to be like, all right, she's dead. That's like,
yeah,
all right.
Like,
that
I
was
hate
quick.
When they do that, man.
I know. But that's like the outside world affecting what happens in the Star Wars universe, and just kind of sucks because it always throws... It throws us off a bit. It's
There's
like
always something with any movie or series.
Franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, Disney bought Star Wars. Then suddenly, all this stuff from Legends that was interesting is not...
Is out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Out the door.
Yep. Gone.
You remember that one really likable character from that one game you liked?
Gone.
He doesn't exist.
Gone.
You don't get HK-47. I miss him.
No.
All right. So...
Next up, the next question is, what is going to happen to Moff Gideon? Because if you remember correctly, they held him as prisoner. If I had to guess, he's probably just going to become like a Republic. He might even get like an, I don't know, maybe like a public, not like a public execution.
I don't think they'd go that extreme.
I don't know. It's the Republic.
I don't know.
It's the Republic. Like, I bet that they'd probably like have like a capital punishment for X Empire.
Yeah, but they're definitely not showing that. We know that.
I don't know. It'd be pretty cool if they did.
It would. Yeah.
Disney, if you're listening, here's what the people want.
I doubt
In reality,
listening.
They're just going to shove him into another Sarlacc pit. Then we're going to have a repeat of Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah.
He'll come back.
Let's go throw him in a Sarlacc pit.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Because apparently those work.
Yeah, really.
Half the time.
Yeah.
Just make sure it isn't Tatooine.
What about, like, the other half of the guys that, like, obviously we all saw, you know, Boba Fett goes in, but, like, 20 other goons go in with him.
Yeah,
he just fly out and just leave the rest of them there.
Well,
they're all like, where are you going? Bye. Flies up out of the Sarlacc pit. It's like, oh, okay.
Hear me out. This is my theory on the whole. Sorry, we're going back to it.
That's fine.
But, hear me out. I think that, like, underground, the Sarlacc pit has, like, its brain, its whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, before that, like, you go into its beak, mouth, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, it says you, like, rot in there for, like, your entire
life. For, like, 999 years, which I'm like, well, number one, I wouldn't even live.
Yeah.
I'd only live probably, like, 70 of those 999
That's
years.
An irrelevant fact that they put in there. But anyway.
Yeah.
How does it get food?
I think that the...
I thought they ate banthas.
Yes, they do. That's
all right, damn it.
Yeah. Those big, you know, woolly mammoth looking things.
But I think the crate dragon, like, ate the brain, you know, and then
so yeah, and then maybe it like died.
It killed it off, and then but like the rest is still there.
Oh, I don't know. There's so many. We really need to like look at the anatomy of this thing because yeah. Nobody knows.
We've looked at it before, but it just doesn't make any sense. But and then I want to say he flew out of the Solok pit, but his jetpack was broke, wasn't it?
That's the. It was shot, then he fell in.
He fixed it.
It's the whole reason he went.
Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know. Well, no.
Yeah. It was just hit with an oar. It was hit by.
How did they end up with?
No, you know, Han was blind, and then Han turned around and smacked him with an oar, and it just kind of flipped the switch, and it just sent him flying.
Yeah, that's right.
You'd think, if we're living in the Star Wars universe, we wouldn't have, like, a little switch that would just kind of shoot the jetpack. But no, blind guy with an oar. He won.
Yep.
Whatever. All right.
Yeah, but wait, how, and then didn't the, wasn't it, like, the first or second episode of the season, the lawman? Had yeah. Boba Fett's armor and everything?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which was the...
How do you get it?
Yeah, that's the other question.
Where?
I don't know. This hopefully will all be explained in the Book of Boba Fett, which comes
hopefully.
Out
I think that's what they're waiting to do, is explain all this.
Anyway, let's move off that topic. All right, so we can all agree that Mando Din Djarin, that's his name, right?
Din Djarin, yep.
Din Djarin, yeah, is the ruler of Mandalore.
That's correct.
And Bo-Katan wants to be the ruler of Mandalore.
Very much
we can see a conflict of interest that can only be solved by murder.
Or love. I don't know if that's true. I thought if you got married or something.
It would make sense.
Yeah.
Because she'd be the queen.
Yeah, I'm not sure, though.
Or the, I don't know.
Yeah, but the murder's cooler. Yeah.
The murder would be cooler.
Yeah, it would be more interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's horrible to say, but I mean...
I mean, who cares?
An epic battle between
it's Star
Mando
Wars, dude. Anything can happen.
Bo-Katan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that here's one another question is what is the Book of Boba Fett gonna be about? Well, we have some background, and we know that he goes back to do the he goes back and kind of reclaims Jabba's palace
from that
from what's his name Twi'lek. He's the Twi'lek. You know, he's Jabba's. He's the one that went Dawadawanga. He's
yeah.
that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
It's on that list.
Let me see. I know that he goes back and he shoots him.
Yeah,
and
then I thought it was funny.
Bib Fortuna.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes back, shoots that guy. That guy is really fat because he's been eating really good.
That's,
he goes back,
that's
shoots
like
him, and sits on his throne. So it's him basically taking a hold of Jabba's crime organization. He's bringing it back,
yeah.
baby.
How, I guess... It's terrible, but I guess Boba Fett doesn't really need to get that fat. Because
he already is.
Yeah.
I know. But you know what? That's just what happens with age. Even people in the Star Wars universe age, Andrew.
Oh, you know. Yeah. You fall into a Sarlacc pit, then suddenly you can find food in there somehow.
I
yeah.
mean, like,
maybe
I would have
other
thought
guys.
He would be, like, starving out in the desert. He
was eating good, baby.
He's living nice.
There's carbs out in the desert somewhere.
I think he's just been eating banthas.
Yeah.
That's got to be it.
Big, fatty banthas.
And sand people and Jawas, let's be honest.
Bantha
he probably
steak.
Just doesn't... He's probably not exclusive to a certain food.
Sand people,
okay, maybe just
they
Jawas.
They probably do eat each other, don't they? I think they're... I don't know.
They're weird. We don't know much about them. Next up, will we see Mandalore?
I hope so.
I'm really hoping we get to see the nice wedding of Bo-Katan and... Mando and
stop pushing your fanfic.
Fan fiction. Andrew's fan fiction. We'll do a whole podcast on that. Just what Andrew wants in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah. Coming next.
Yeah.
Coming next. Jar Jar Binks erupts from the ruins of the Death Star.
Yeah, really.
Oh god.
Oh my lord. But yeah. I hope that we see Mandalore. It's future. We know a lot about its past. It's destroyed from war because that's like they've been fighting for like a million years.
Yeah.
And but really after the Clone Wars, like after Order 66, we don't see it. We don't know what happens to it. We never hear from it again, really.
I assume a lot of the cities are converted to rebels or like rubble or slave camps or something along those lines. Like
well, they were all pacifists, at least a group of them were. Or like Death Watch. What if Death Watch like became like a rebel group and started fighting the Empire because the Empire, they didn't want anybody to rule them. That's why they didn't have the Republic. They didn't take sides. They were neutral.
Yeah.
We like to kill everyone. It keeps our options very open.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, and this leads in the next one. Will the Mandalorian take over Mandalore now that he is technically the rightful ruler of the Dark Saber?
He doesn't sound like he wants to, though. But honestly,
he definitely didn't want to. He was like, oh, well, here you go. You can have it. It's like,
just take it. I don't want it.
Yeah. And it's like, well, that's not how it works, friend.
Take it.
It's like, I'm fine you with think, my yeah. staff.
You think you that a guy that was so into like the Mandalorian culture and stuff, you think he'd know a bit more about, you know, oh, if I defeat this guy, well, then I'm going to be the rightful ruler. And I was like, no, you can have it. And it's like, well, that's not how it works. So we'll have to see how they work that out.
Well, I'm thinking it is because, like, you know, there were different creeds of Mandalorians and such. I think he was one of the creeds that abandoned Mandalore, like, along those lines.
Left, yeah. Cause that's true, because they did leave, I think. I think it said that.
Yeah, and it was cursed, I think, is what Mando said about it.
Yeah.
So that's like why that. I'm thinking, like, he was one of the creeds that left and sort of forgot that, or just abandoned it.
Yeah.
All right. This one's one I've been interested in. What's the future of Luke Skywalker and Baby Yoda?
That is a good question.
Because that's just
Luke Skywalker obtains a new football.
Oh, God.
And punts it 60 yards. Yeah, but honestly, though, we don't know what's going to happen. Are they going to bring updates on Baby Yoda? Are they going to, like, do, like, a little side thing? Like, you know, they'll show Mandalorian, but they'll switch over and see how his...
Yeah, like
or are we never going to see him again?
It's kind of like a trade-off. Like, Yoda trained Luke, and then now Luke is training Baby Yoda.
It's poetic.
It's, yeah.
A reincarnation of Yoda. It's just a Baby Yoda.
No.
Reincarnation.
He's old enough to where Baby Yoda and normal Yoda would have been within the same timeline.
That's true, because he was at the temple, remember, whenever Order 66 happened. So Yoda knew that Baby Yoda was around, most likely.
Did he just never address it? Like, oh, yeah, that thing that's almost identical?
Thing that's in that egg. Yeah, don't touch it.
That thing that's identical to my species? Ignore it.
Ignore it. It'll live. It'll play.
They probably could have just... I know this might be a bit of a retrospect thing, but using that... They kind of put like, some Easter egg during Order 66
For us to, like, see.
The Clone Wars, like, as a little nod to it. Like, you know... In order to set up a bit better, but that's fine. It's fine.
Well, actually, technically, we already answered this. Our next question is, will Baby Yoda ever return to the series? I'm hoping so. I know that probably almost every person in America. That's the only thing that they got famous for was Baby Yoda, that trend. Now, if they don't bring him back, I feel like it's going to lose so many fans.
It's going to drop off quick.
Yeah, you know. I mean, all of us, like the actual Star Wars fans, we won't care. Star Wars is Star Wars.
We don't get enough good of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll take all.
Anyway, I think that's all we really have time for in this part of the podcast. We might answer our last question in a little snippet we might record later. But, you know, that's all we have for now. Anyway, take care, everyone.